خمسة.
Five.
الدرس الخامس.
Lesson five.
المدرس.
The teacher.
من فتح باب الفصل؟
Who opened the door of the classroom?
حامد. أنا فتحته.
I opened it.
المدرس.
The teacher.
ومن فتح النوافذ؟
And who opened the windows?
علي. أنا فتحتها.
I opened them.
المدرس.
The teacher.
من كسر هذا المكتب؟
Who broke this desk?
أأنت كسرته يا هاشم؟
Did you break it, Hashim?
هاشم. لا.
No.
إني ما كسرته.
I didn't break it.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أرجع زكريا وحمزة وعثمان من مكة؟
Did زكريا, حمزة, and عثمان come back from مكة؟
حامد. لا.
No.
ما رجعوا.
They didn't come back.
عباس. يا أستاذ. خرج الطلاب الجدد وذهبوا إلى المدير.
Sir, the new students left and went to the headmaster.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أفهمت الدرس يا طلحة؟
Did you understand the lesson, طلحة؟
طلحة. نعم.
Yes.
فهمته جيدا.
I understood it well.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أكتبت الأجوبة يا فيصل؟
Did you write the answers, Faisal?
فيصل. لا.
No.
ما كتبتها.
I didn't write them.
المدرس.
The teacher.
لماذا؟
Why?
فيصل. لأنني ما فهمت الأسئلة.
Because I didn't understand the questions.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أحفظت سورة الفجر يا إبراهيم؟
Did you memorize سورة الفجر, إبراهيم؟
إبراهيم. نعم.
Yes.
حفظتها وحفظت سورة التين أيضا.
I memorized it and I memorized سورة التين also.
تمارين.
Exercises.
واحد.
One.
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية.
Answer the following questions.
اثنين.
Two.
ضع هذه العلامة صواب أمام الجمل الصحيحة وهذه العلامة خطأ أمام الجمل غير الصحيحة.
Mark the correct statements with the check sign and the incorrect ones with the X sign.
ثلاثة.
Three.
تأمل الأمثلة الآتية.
Learn the following examples. Learn the فاعل and the مفعول به.
أربعة.
Four.
عين الفاعل والمفعول به في الجمل الآتية. ضع خطا واحدا تحت الفاعل وخطا الخطين تحت المفعول به واشكل آخر كل منهما.
Draw one line under the فاعل and two lines under the مفعول به in the following sentences.
5.
أكمل الجمل الآتية بكلمات مناسبة واضبطها بالشكل.
Fill in the blanks with suitable words and vocalize their last letters.
6.
اجعل كل من الكلمات الآتية مفعولا به واضبط آخرها.
Use each of the following words in a sentence as مفعول به.
7.
تأمل المثالين الآتيين.
Learn the following examples.
8.
قدم الفعل في الجمل الآتية كما هو موضح في المثال.
Change each of the following nominal sentences to verbal sentences as shown in the example.
9.
تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. كون جملا مثل هذه مستعملا الفعلين الواردين في كل تمرين ومستعينا بالكلمات التي بين القوسين.
Learn the following examples. Make a sentence from each pair of verbs on the pattern of the examples, using the words between brackets. Note that the second verb has the plural ending while the first does not have.
10.
كون جملا مستعملا الكلمات الآتية.
Use each of the following verbs in a sentence.
11.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following. Learn the use of the accusative pronouns.
الكلمات الجديدة.
New vocabulary.
العنب.
Grapes.
الموز.
Banana.
التين.
Fig.
الفجر.
Dawn.
جواب.
Answer. The plural is
أجوبة. سؤال.
Question. The plural is
أسئلة. البقال.
Grocer.
العصا.
Stick.
حية.
Snake. The plural is
حيات. سمع.
He heard.
فهم.
He understood.
شرب.
He drank. Review. Lesson 5. In this lesson, we learn the following. 1. The fa'il, meaning the subject, of a verbal sentence. We have already learnt that in Arabic, there are two types of sentences. The nominal and the verbal. The nominal sentence commences with a noun, and the verbal sentence commences with a verb. The subject of a verbal sentence is called
الفاعل.
For example,
ذهب بلال.
Bilal went. The fa'il in the nominative case is marfu', The fa'il can be a pronoun also. For example,
ذهبوا.
They went. The fa'il is the waw.
ذهبت.
You went. The fa'il is ta.
ذهبنا.
We went. The fa'il is na. Note that in
ذهب الطلاب,
the students went, the verb
ذهب
has no waw at the end, because
ذهبوا
means they went. And if we say
ذهبوا الطلاب,
it means they, the students, went. This is not correct because there cannot be two fa'ils for a verb. But we can say
الطلاب ذهبوا.
Here
الطلاب
is مبتدأ, and the sentence
ذهبوا,
they went, is خبر. The same applies to third person feminine also. For example,
ذهبت البنات,
the girls went, or
البنات ذهبن.
Learn this rule. Nominal sentence
الطلاب ذهبوا.
Verbal sentence
ذهب الطلاب.
Nominal sentence
الطالبات ذهبن.
Verbal sentence
ذهبت الطالبات.
2. The مفعول به, meaning the object. The مفعول به is in the accusative case, meaning منصوب. For example,
فتح الولد الباب,
the boy opened the door. Here
الباب
is the مفعول به, and so it is منصوب. Here are some more examples.
رأيت حامدا,
I saw Hamid.
سألت المديرة زينب,
the headmistress asked Zainab.
شرب الرجل الماء,
the man drank water.
سأل الولد أمه,
the boy asked his mother. Note that in the last example, the مفعول به is
أم,
and so it takes the A or فتح ending, and the pronoun who is not a part of it. أمه. Here are some examples of this kind.
رأيت بيتك,
I saw your house. This is بيت plus ك.
فتح الطالب كتابه,
the student opened his book. This is كتاب plus هو. The مفعول به can be a pronoun. For example,
رأيت بلالا وسألته,
I saw Bilal and asked him. 3. The noon of the tanween is followed by a kasra if the next word commences with hamzatul wasl. For example,
شرب حامد الماء.
Here, if the kasra is not added, it is difficult to pronounce the letter combination N with L, noon with lam. This is called
التقاء الساكنين,
combination of two vowelless letters. Whenever such a combination occurs, it is removed by inserting a kasra between them. Here are some more examples.
سأل بلال ابنه, سمع فيصل الأذان.
4. We have learnt earlier that most Arabic verbs have only three letters which are called radicals. The first letter is called the first radical. The second is called the second radical. And the third is called the third radical. As in,
كتب.
كاف is the first radical, تا is the second radical, and ba is the third radical. Note that in the Mahdi, the first and the third radicals have fatha. The second radical may have fatha or kasra. For example,
خرج دخل ذهب فهم حفظ شرب.
Vocabulary.
عنب.
Grapes.
موز.
Banana.
تين.
Fig.
فجر.
Dawn.
جواب.
Answer.
سؤال.
Question.
حية.
Snake.
بقال.
Grocer.
عصا.
Stick.
قهوة.
Coffee.
دكان.
Shop. The plural is
دكاكين. سبورة.
Writing board.
كسر.
He broke.
سمع.
He heard.
فهم.
He understood.
شرب.
He drank.
حفظ.
He memorized.
ضرب.
He beat.
دخل.
He entered.
أكل.
He ate.
غسل.
He washed.
قتل.
He killed.
خبز.
Bread.
جيدا.
Well.